Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and nonfiction authors from around the world who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a ministry tool. Feel free to follow our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour or like our Facebook page, the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
Good day, good day, good day. You are tuned in to the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. It is the fifth Friday. This is one of your co-hosts, Lynn Pender, and I'm so excited. Wow, the gang's all here for this fifth Friday. I got some powerhouses on the line. I got Dr. Mary Washam and Pastor Steve Music Man Turner. Hi, Dr. Washam. Hi, Pastor Turner.
Hi, Sister Lynn. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. God bless you too, sir. It's such a pleasure. I don't get the opportunity to have this honor. We don't get this Fridays often, but when we do, I'm so thankful for the both of you.
Happy to be here.
Indeed, indeed. And wow, we have a lot going on. You know, just want to thank those of you who are tuned in to the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. We air the first, the third, and the fifth Friday of every month. And this year, 2020, is our 11th anniversary year. We've been celebrating for the past couple of weeks on the CAOT TV show. We've been hosting some special broadcasts and just interviews with various co-hosts over the years, and yours truly, Dr. Washam, Pastor Steve was one of our interviews today on the TV show talking about his experience as a co-host. It's been a wonderful, wonderful couple of weeks as we just went back down memory lane for the past 11 years as we did the Blog Talk Radio show. And so I want to publicly thank both of you for the time that you have put in as co-host, and because Lord knows I can't do this without y'all.
Well, better together.
God bless you. I was before Leroy McKenzie Jr.
Yes, you were. You were. Y'all are always starting some stuff, you and Leroy.
He's the bad seed of the family.
Well, listen, listen. We have so much planned today. We have a wonderful woman of God that we're going to be interviewing. But before we do that, I want to do some housekeeping and some announcements. So we have a lot going on, and we're in October, which means we're coming into the end of the year, and that means we're getting ready for what?
Getting ready for our kickoff tours.
Yes.
And that's so exciting, and I want everyone to get as excited as we are, because you're going to hear some news, and I want you to make sure you pencil in, make sure you put it on your calendar, because CAOT have tours for 2021, and we do not want you to miss it.
Indeed, and you know what I'm really excited about? Go ahead. What, are you excited too, Pastor Turner, aren't you?
I'm always excited when I deal with Dr. Pender. That is, I'm excited every Friday, good God Almighty, that on the WBGI Gospel Network, we have the CAOT TV show every Friday at 10 a.m. You ought to lock it in. You ought to tune it in. You ought to spread the word to your neighbors and friends. Make some friends. Just get acquainted with somebody and let them know. Let them know about the CAOT Gospel TV show on the Gospel Network, WBGR.
Amen. Amen. And we're really excited because in 2021, we're looking to do six tour stops, three virtual and three in-person stops, God willing. But we already have a date for our first kickoff event, which is the last Saturday in March, and that's going to be the Ladies of Christian Authors on Tour, and that's going to be a virtual event the last Saturday in March. We already have two confirmed ladies from CAOT, and that's Mitzi Carasculo as well as Carolyn L. Austin. And so I'm really looking forward to it because I know we're going to have a lot of other participants, and I think people are just going to be so blessed by having the opportunity to tune in for that day. And I'm excited. I know you guys are excited. We have so much to be thankful for in 2020, but we're going to celebrate in 2021. It's going to be on. You know, we're all going to have those T-shirts, We Survived 2020, and we're going to shout the whole year, 2021.
Indeed.
What?
Yeah, ask that question.
Yes.
I was wondering why the men of CAT were let out.
Oh, we are. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. So the brothers, the men of CAOT, they will have the opportunity to convene a virtual event in June of 2021. So you said it earlier, Pastor. You know, ladies first.
Oh, I got to be careful.
All right.
I don't know trouble. Wrong number today.
Careful what you ask for.
Yep. And listen, our guest author for today, she is no stranger to Christian Authors on Tour. She is one of our fellow CAOT members, and she was a participant in the 2018 Ladies of CAOT. And
all
so
right.
I want to, so I just want to make sure that people know Ms. D. Sally, a.k.a. D. Life Mentor, Coach, Founder, and she is a business owner, she is a mother, she's a servant, she's an author, she's an inspirational speaker, she's a biblical life coach, she's an event host, a wellness advocate, and an anthology compiler. Her life mission is to empower paths, support growth, and inspire change. She supports, serves women of all ages through all phases of the transitions of life. She also helps women to break free from any place, space, or relationship where they may have settled for less than God's best. She's the author of several books, but she, as I mentioned earlier, is the compiler of the new anthology, Graceful Seasons Anthology, Stories of Triumph, Victory, and God's Faithfulness Through the Seasons of Life. And I'm so honored to be able to welcome to the airwaves. Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Hello.
God bless you. God bless you.
Bless it. I'm doing well, Lynn.
Well, listen, I'm excited to have you on board. And, you know, over the last couple of months, we've had the honor of being able to interview, I think now we've interviewed maybe all of the women that were participants in this anthology series. Yes, and so it's been amazing hearing their testimonies and just having the opportunity to hear about what inspired them to write. And so I have to ask you this question because you're the compiler, you're the brain, you know, this was your brainchild, your baby. What inspired you? What inspired you to do this anthology project?
So, Lynn, you know, what inspired me actually was the fact that I was surrounded by so many people who had these powerful testimonies of how God had brought them through different things along their journeys, and they did not have an outlet, so to speak, to share those testimonies. So God laid it on my heart as an extension of the podcast that I had at the time that where I would interview different people sharing different portions of their journeys and testimonies that, you know, something needed to be put together, published, where individuals who didn't necessarily want to write a whole book wanted to share a portion of their journey that would bless and empower someone else who may find themselves in those same places.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Sister Dee, if I could ask a question. I'm looking at your awesome, awesome bio. It's like, wow, how do I have time to do anything else? But I'm really impressed with that. My question is, can you give us a brief summary as to how you're being a coach, a life coach, aided in your writing this book?
Oh, it actually aided greatly. Being a life coach, having the training to be able to listen attentively and to, you know, to hear what may not be spoken at a point in time, and actually being able to walk the ladies through, you know, certain points throughout the writing process where they needed assistance. So it definitely helped greatly during that process.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
God bless you. I see also that you've got another this project. It's called Reflective Moments, and sounds meditative and therapeutic. Is that true?
Yes. So, Reflective Moments. When I first wrote my memoir back in 2016. God led me to include a reflection section at the end of each chapter. And I've seen many books, you know, along my journey as a reader where, you know, authors would leave space in the back, you know, for you to reflect on what was shared. You know, it's one thing to read a book, but it's one thing to be able to reflect on how it impacts you personally. So what Reflective Moments, the goal of that is to share, you know, the downloads and the revelations on different topics that God may give me to share that may encourage and empower someone else.
That's great. That's great. I had another quick question, and the fact of myself being an author as well. I love the title of your book, and that is Graceful Seasons. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Thing that jumped right out at me was the fact that you mentioned full season. Could you just give us just a tidbit? Because to me, that's such a powerful statement, full seasons.
Yeah. So, you know, life is full of different seasons, not just the temperature-wise, not just the fall, the winter, spring, and summer seasons, but the seasons that we go through along our lifetime and the different transitions that we experience. And when God gave me the title and he had me to illuminate the word full, you know, we know that when we go through those seasons, it's God's presence and his grace that carries us through them. But, you know, that does not have to limit us just because we're going through a particular transition in our journey. That doesn't mean that our life becomes limited. It's still full because God's grace is sufficient and he strengthens us throughout the process.
That's awesome. Awesome. Very powerful. Very powerful.
Indeed. Indeed. And I just want to remind our audience that you are listening to the CAOT Blog Talk Radio Show. This is a live broadcast. If you want to call in to ask questions of our guest author, the telephone number is 563-999-3025. That's 563-999-3025. Go ahead, Pastor Steve.
All right. I can tell that this author is a featured guest. Is highly educated. She's used some highly educated words, illuminate and transition, and you have to upgrade into the VIP. So I mean, all that sounds really good, but I want to get into some stuff here. Let's see here. Looking at your Facebook profile, I did some investigation, ma'am, and I've come up with something that I think is very interesting. I understand the progressive statement you made, but Fuel for Your Journey video revealed some very revealing statements here that you were actually a self-defense instructor, workshop instructor. Tell me about that.
Well, it actually was provide spaces and places where women can be empowered. And one of the workshops that I hosted brought in an individual who does self-defense. I don't do self-defense, but brought in that individual, you know, for my Your Health is Your Wealth event. I think we had in January 2 years ago, and he gave us instruction, you know, to defend ourselves, especially within this day and age. And it was really, really educational, and it benefited everyone who attended.
Did you take the instruction yourself? And what was it in, Aikido, Taekwondo, Jiu-Jitsu?
Well, you know, I cannot remember. I think it was one of the ones you mentioned. But he basically just gave us instruction. You know, we used the pads and, you know, we kicked and we punched. And, you know, we learned different techniques to defend ourselves, you know, if we were to find ourselves in an unfortunate situation.
Okay. Can we use these techniques as authors to get folks to buy these books?
I think we'll have to answer for that later. We could, but
I think we have a caller. Let me check in. Caller, area code 443. Did you want to ask a question of our guest author?
I just wanted to make a quick comment and ask a question. This is May, and Dee is a very close friend of mine, but she's also a woman that I admire in God, and that her goal in life is to please God and to do things His way. So while we're here, I'd appreciate it if Dee would answer the following question. Dee, how do you keep it going? How do you keep your mind straight during times like this? And I'm going to have to hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you, May, for your feedback. You know, I love and appreciate you. As far as how do I keep it going, for me, I have to go to my quiet place. One of the things that I learned as a tool and training as a coach was, as a biblical coach, was the importance of the discipline of solitude and being able to shut out the world. I mean, we can't live by shutting out the world completely, but you have to have that time scheduled each and every day where you set aside time just to be still. You know, it's not possible for us to hear from God if we don't allow time in our lives for silence. And for me, that was hard because what I shared in my portion of the book is that silence is very loud. Silence is very loud. It opens up the avenue for you to hear those things that you have been avoiding and that God wants you to address. And so, but what I found is that it gives you fuel when you do that. It's the fuel that we need to go and to minister to anyone else. So for me, it's being able to log off the social media, whether it's for a day, two, or three. Of course, prayer. And just to have life balance, you know, not to be serious all the time, but just have a balance in life as a whole.
I'm choking up here. Because you say log off of social media for 3 days. It's almost impossible.
But very practical.
It's very practical. Yes, ma'am. I have yet to obtain that.
Amen. I'm so glad that May called in that question, because that's something that a lot of people are struggling with, especially this time that we're in right now. Everything that's going on in 2020, it can be overwhelming, and many people are feeling that anxiety. They're feeling that pressure. And so I'm so glad that you talked about, you know, that ability to be able to tune it out, to be able to find that place. And, you know, that's not an easy thing for some people, right?
Right. It definitely isn't.
Right.
Yeah, it's really challenging, you know, but, practice makes perfect. You know, when I first started attempting to do that, you know, I would say I'm going to do it next, you know, I'm scrolling, you know. But, you know, taking in everything, like you said, that's going on, you know, the turmoil that's going on in the world and everybody's opinion, you know, it can stress you out, you know, it can really affect you mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so in order to stay sane, you have to have a balance. You have to have some boundaries in place, you know, in order to keep your life clear and free of unnecessary debris.
Do you have any encouraging words of when folks like myself are in the winter season of life?
And when you say the winter season of life, are you saying going through something or age-wise?
All
of the above. He said all of the above.
Help me, Lord.
Okay.
Help me.
You know, when you're in the winter, that's funny. When you're in the winter, or when we're in the winter season of life, you know, I would also say during those times, too, you have to have boundaries in place. You have to maintain, keep the truth before you. And that when I say the truth that's in God's word and not the voices that want us to think otherwise concerning different matters that we may be experiencing. And as far as it relates to growing in life and getting older, you have to appreciate each, and we all have to appreciate each and every day, but even the more, you know, and just celebrate, you know, how far God has brought you, and, you know, celebrate every day, you know, because every day is a true blessing to even still be here with the climate that we live in now. And stay prayerful, surround yourself with positive people, and just live. That's one of the biggest things, live. You know, things happen in our lives, they may cause us to retreat and get sucked in by what's going on, but we maintain our strength and our power by continuing to live. Because no matter what's going on, if we're still here, we're blessed, and we have something to celebrate.
I'd like to say I totally agree with that. And one of my favorite sayings is live life and love it. Living life and loving it. Loving your life has nothing to do with basically what happens from day to day, but I'm living and I'm loving it. And I think that that adds strength to you as well.
Amen.
I had another
question
for you. I see that you wrote several books. Just give us an idea of, was there a great difference with your writing your first book and then your last book?
You know, what I noticed about my writing up to this point is that it's been, it's just writing from personal experience.
Okay.
And providing that experience that someone else can glean from. So my writing has pretty much been similar throughout all the different projects that I've been a part of. You know, okay. I when I write from a place of transparency and authenticity. Probably tell too much of my business, but, you know, I think for me, I can't be any other way, you know.
Transparent, yeah.
Because,
okay.
Yeah, it's transparent because I think that that's where healing springs forth from, transparency.
Okay, thank you.
Mm. You're welcome.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Should I say doctor or professor? I'll get it right. It says in your profile that you are a mistress of ceremonies. That interests me because I'm a master of ceremonies. So I wonder, are you actually a ordained preacher as well? Because that seems to come in handy to be all things to all people when it comes to ceremonies, being a part comedian, part worship leader, part preacher. Is that in you? Are you a preacher of righteousness?
I am a minister. In regards to the mistress of ceremonies, that's a title that I gave myself because I love hosting. And so I haven't actually been placed in position of mistress of ceremony, so to speak, but when I host different events, you know, I leave from that place, like you said, keeping the tone of the event going, and I believe that's what a mistress of ceremony does.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's great.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, I want to make sure that folks know how to get in contact with you, Dee, that they know how to purchase copies of this amazing anthology. So can you give your website information and your contact information?
Definitely, definitely. You can find me on all social media networks using the handle, the @ DeeLifMNTR. Coach, that's D Life Mentor Coach, the word life without the E. And my website is www.deelifmentor.com.
Awesome, awesome. We only have a few more minutes left. Dee, I just want to thank you so much for, And Dr. Washam and Pastor Steve, I want to give you an opportunity to close us out. Do you have any closing points you want to share with our listening audience?
I would just like to say in the times that we're living in, just stay encouraged. And I'd like to say to you, if Jesus is the answer, then what is the question?
Well, I may not have anything as profound as Dr. Washington here, but I will just say that I heard a waitress say in a restaurant, my favorite Applebee's, says, live every day as if you were your last.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself dealing with dialysis and kidney failure, this is how it is. If I don't take it, I'll be dead within a week, as the doctor told me. So I have to live, and I realize God gave me another opportunity. Living through 10 days of hospitalization in February, where they told my wife that I should have died.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor told me I should have died. And so the office manager told me I should have died. So I realize now that God has me here for some reason and for some purpose, and I must glean everything out of every day before it may be my last. But I still have to give something back. I still have to encourage others because that was what I was born for and what to do.
Perfect.
And if I was born to do it, so were you. Out there, you were born to do the same thing. So live in the expectation of hope. Live in expectation of glory and give God glory every chance to get.
Yeah.
Woo.
Amen.
Yeah. Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is powerful. And what an honor. Yes, what an honor it is to have both of you as my co-hosts. I mean, I am just
blessed
so
today.
Thankful. Yes,
sure.
Yes. And
so you say you love us more than Leroy McKenzie Jr.?
There you go, Ken. Listen, our listening audience, we want to thank you for tuning in. It's
yes.
been such a thrill. And until next time, God bless everybody.
God bless.
God bless.
Take care. God bless.